If you will look in your bulletin one more time, you have a sheet in there that has some blanks in it, but it also has the passage that we're looking at. I want to just take a few moments and kind of sum up for you and to put a cap on, I guess, if you might say, what the children were sharing with us this morning. It doesn't take much of imagination to see and to understand Christmas is a very special time for our children. Amen? Amen? Okay, it's a special time for adults too. Amen? All right, it is. But Christmas is a very special to them and to us. But the question always comes to my mind, why is Christmas so special, or what's so special about Christmas for you and for me individually? I want to share with you very quickly three things that show us and that help us to understand and answer that question about why is Christmas so special, or what's so special about Christmas. And on your sheet, you will see you have a few blanks. Number one, I want to talk to you about the relevance of Christmas, or to answer that question, why is it so important? I can sum that up. I can sum up the relevance of Christmas and why it's so important in really one phrase, and that is, it's important because God came to earth. Now, I want you to think about that for just a minute. We say it, and you hear it every year. It's a part of the Christmas story, but I want it to soak in. God came to earth. The God that created everything, the God that set everything in motion, the God that just with the speaking of a word created every single thing that we know, came to earth. That's what the children were telling us this morning, wasn't it? They were helping us to see that Jesus came, that when Isaiah said, unto you will be born a child, and you are to call him Emmanuel, God with us. They were telling us that God came to earth. Now, I'll be honest with y'all. If I had been God, if I was God, I don't believe I'd have done it quite that way. How about y'all? I don't believe that I would have did it the way he chose to do it. I think I would have timed it for maybe halftime of the Super Bowl, where there's fireworks going on and where there's television coverage, where everything is. But that's not what he chose to do. He chose to come in the form of a child. Don't you know it shocked the angels? Don't you know that whenever the rumor started spreading around that it was time that Jesus was going to come to this earth, don't you know that they were thinking, oh man, this is going to be spectacular. I wonder what God's going to do. I mean, you know, all of the great and the mighty things that he has done that's just sent us in awe of him. What has he come up with? And then they understand and they hear he's going to come in the form of a baby. Why did he do that? Well, I've told the church members here many times, so I want to share with everyone. He came as a child because he came to save us, not to scare us. He came that we might be able to have life with him. And so he came in the form of a baby. Now, that's pretty good news, really. That's excellent news, because that means that he understands everything about your life and my life. Because when he came as a human being, then he experienced those things as well, yet he did not sin. Why is Christmas such a big deal? What's the relevance? It's that God came to the earth. That God came, and that coming split history forevermore, didn't it? So the relevance, why was it so important? What's the big deal? It's the big deal was that God came to this earth. The second thing I want to share with you, the reason for Christmas. Why did God do it? Why did God choose to have that plan in place? Well, very simply, He did it. He came for you and for me. Because we needed a Savior. Trust me, if we had not needed a Savior, He would have been able to spare. He could have spared the life of His Son. But you and I needed it, and so that's why He came. The Bible says it was really for four reasons. First one, to show us what God is like. Up to this point, there really had been a lot of confusion about what God was really like. Now, if you look in the Old Testament, you will see God was feared, that they couldn't even look their eyes upon Him, that all they could ever see was just His shadow. All those things that we know about God. So there was some confusion. And God wanted us to understand and show us what He was like. Second thing that He wanted to do is He wanted us to show us what life would really be like. You see, so many people, even today, they're not really living, they're just existing. They're just making it from day to day to day. But Jesus came to show us what God is really like. John 10:10, Jesus will later say, I came that you might have life and have it to the fullest. So He came for our benefit, to show us what God was like, to show us what life could really be like. And number three, to show us that we could trust God. For many, many years, they had been looking for the Messiah. And in Jesus' coming, in what the children portrayed for us up here this morning, it was about showing that you can trust God. That when God says He'll do something, then He'll do it. And the fourth one is maybe the most important one. He did it so that you and I might have forgiveness of our sins. Bible tells us He became a man so that He could take away our sins. And though He was God, He laid aside His mighty power and His glory, taking the disguise of a slave and becoming like a man. And He humbled Himself even further, going so far as to actually die a criminal's death on a cross. Jesus came to this earth to die for all the things that you and I have done wrong. Now that's probably the greatest present that's ever offered, amen? That's what's so special about Christmas. That's why God did what He did. Was so that you and I might have a forgiveness for our sins. Now you see it all the time. You hear it on the radio. You see it in advertisements. And it's the little statement, the reason for the season. And they put different jingles to it. But we understand when we say Christ is the reason for the season. And that's true. We would not have Christmas if it was not for what Jesus had done. We wouldn't have the gifts. It's not about Santa. It's about a Savior. It's not about jingle bells. It's about Jesus. And we understand that. But let me teach you just a little bit deeper truth. And that is that you and I are also the reason for the season. The importance and why God did it was so that you and I might have salvation. So the relevance is that God came in human form. The reason is He came for your and my benefit, that we might have salvation. The third and final one. So what's the result? What difference does it make to you and me about this thing that Jesus did? Well, the difference is then, because of it, the result is that you and I can know God. Now remember the God that I started off talking about, the God that created everything, the God that spoke things into existence. That God that it was such a a big thing for him to come and humble himself. I want you to realize what Christmas is about us getting to know him better. He wants us to know him personally. He wants us to have a personal relationship with him. He wants us to know everything about him. He knows everything about us. He wants us to know everything about him. That's the gift of Christmas. And that is that God says, I want you to know me. And so my son came that you might be able to do that. Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest gift that will ever be offered. There will be a lot of gifts that will be given this year. Of those gifts, some of them will be impersonal. Some of them will be impractical. But I can guarantee you all the gifts that we receive will be temporal. None of those adjectives describe the gift that Jesus just has given to us because of Christmas. God's gift to us is personal. He said, unto you a Savior has been born. It's a very personal gift. It's also a very practical gift. It's what you and I needed. We couldn't get it on our own. And so we had to rely upon God to provide it. It's a priceless gift. It is free. We say you can't buy it. But let me also tell you, there's not enough money in the world to purchase it. It's a free gift from God. So it's a priceless gift. It's also a permanent gift. And that being that when Christ came and died for us, he set the stage. And he set it to where you could invite Christ in your life. And that means a permanent relationship with the Father and the Son. Where are you going to get a gift like that? There's a lot of great stores around, but I'm here to tell you, none of them can you find that gift. Amen? Only through Jesus. It's the gift that solves all of your problems, that heals all of your hurts, that forgives all of your mistakes, that helps you to understand your purpose in life, that makes us better, a better person, that fills our life with confidence and joy, and eternally secures our future with God. I tell you what, there's no better gift than that, and I think it would be a gift that everybody would be interested in hearing and receiving. Can you imagine? Last year you came to me and you brought me a gift and you said, Brother Mark, we really want you to have this. And I said, oh, it's such a beautiful gift. It's wrapped so beautifully. I appreciate it. And about 6 months later or a year later, whatever, you come and you come to the house and you see that gift still wrapped. You would think I was a little strange, wouldn't you? You would say, well, Brother Mark, you haven't unwrapped that gift. And I'd say, oh, I know it. I know I have. But you know what? I so love the wrapping paper. I so love the way that you did the bows and everything. I know I love the gift, but I really like the wrapping. Then you would know I'd dropped a clog somewhere. Amen? Well, I want to tell you all in closing, that is exactly what a large, large number of people do every Christmas. God presented them with the greatest gift there is. And they never opened the gift because they love the wrapping so much. I want to ask you this morning, how many more Christmases will you go? How many more Christmases will you celebrate? How many more Christmases will there be in your life that you have not opened the gift? You have a chance to do that this morning. I know you might have thought that you come here to watch your children in a production or to watch the church kids in a production and a presentation. But I want to tell you something. If you're here and you've never opened that package, I can assure you the reason you're here this morning is because God wants you to finally unwrap it and invite him in your life. I'm going to ask our musicians if they'll come, and Brian if he'll come, and we're going to sing a hymn of invitation. And that is an opportunity for you to ask God, have I opened the gift? Have I gotten so enthralled with what's going on with the wrappings that I've never got to the actual gift? Don't be guilty of that this morning. We're going to sing a hymn of invitation. God's speaking to you, and you realize I've never opened that gift. I want to invite you to come and meet me right here at the front, and I'll tell you how you can unwrap the gift once and for all. And then Christmas will be very, very special to you as never before. Let's stand together.